With everything you've got going on, the last thing that you need is the stress of meal planning and then the meal prepping. That's why in today's episode, Healthy Family Eating, Meal Prep versus Meal Planning, Tips for Busy Mums, I'm going to be tackling the chaos head on with this simple, feasible strategies that won't just help you swap out those takeout binges for smarter, healthier choices, but it's also going to help you streamline your meal times into something that you and your family can actually look forward to. So whether you're dealing with picky eaters, a jam-packed schedule that leaves little room for cooking, or just the overwhelming task of trying to eat healthier whilst you're juggling your entrepreneurial lifestyle, then stay tuned. I'm about to solve these dilemmas together with you, offering real-life solutions that actually fit into your busy world. Plus, don't forget to check out our free recipes guide linked in the show notes before you get started via nutritioncoaching.co.uk/recipes. But if you're ready, let's find out in today's episode, meal prep versus meal planning, tips for busy mums. Do you ever feel like it's easier to eat a bowl of cereal than come up with ideas for low effort but nourishing recipes? Because you really hate cold food and salads are not it for you. The mental load of it when you're spending hours on strategy and generating original ideas and content can leave you mentally exhausted. I mean, even asking yourself, what do I want to eat, can feel exhausting in itself. Hello friends, my name is Verona and you're listening to the Lose Weight with Macros podcast, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. And because I know accountability is key, I'm going to be with you every step of the way, making sure this isn't just another failed diet attempt for you to start over again on Monday. So grab a pen or just use Apple Notes and let's get into today's episode. Welcome back, friends. My name is Verona and you are tuned into a brand new episode of Lose Weight with Meal Planning. I am your go-to meal prep coach for busy entrepreneurs and small business owners and just mums who are doing all the things. And if you're not a mum, you might be single as a Pringle like me. You are welcome here. If you're struggling with meal planning, if you're struggling with meal prep, this is exactly where you need to be. Because if you've ever found yourself staring into the fridge and you wonder, what on earth am I going to make for dinner? Or if the thought of meal planning a week's worth of meals feels more overwhelming than running your business, then you're in the right place. Now, as I mentioned in the pre-intro, we're going to be digging deep into the heart of meal planning and prep, specifically geared towards today. I'm talking about mums, because over here in the UK, March the 17th is coming up, and that is Mother's Day for us. Now, you can double celebrate with us and also in May, but I've heard it time and time again, especially when I work with my mums. This is the common thing that I hear. Now, I'm running out of meal ideas. I'm running out of what to eat. This is a favorite one. My kids won't eat anything healthy. I end up buying so much food and wasting it. And here's the kicker. I wish I could get my family more involved in meal prep. Trust me, friends, I want to encourage you. You are not alone in this. This is exactly why I've put on today's episode, because I just want to, you know, in the hope of March, anyone who's listening from the UK, happy Mother's Day to you. And I also just want to help you find the difference and learn to feed your picky eaters. And do it in a way that you all enjoy. So you don't have the headache of what's for dinner, what's for dinner, what's for dinner, what's for dinner. And you're like, just go to bed. Okay? You don't have that headache. Now, I remember when I was struggling before I became a meal prep coach. In fact, I'm actually a qualified nutrition coach, sports exercise nutrition coach. That's what I am. I have a level 4 and 5 in nutrition. They're level, different levels of nutrition where I was talked about macros. I've taught clients track macros. I've taught clients who do not want to track macros. And now I'm focusing on how you can meal plan and meal prep in a way that fits right for you, especially if you're somebody who spends money on groceries, then you're meal planning, then you're meal prepping, then you're putting it away. And then come Wednesday, you don't actually want to eat the food that you've made. And then you've ended up wasting the food. And then you prefer to cook something fresh every single evening. And this is the thing and the beauty about meal planning and the journey of nutrition is different for different people. But what I'm finding in the nutrition space is somebody gets so gung-ho on one practice that we only think that we've got to do it this way and all the other ways are foreign. But who ends up missing out there is you. You end up missing out on something that you can do that helps you and your family. Instead, you're trying to do what Sally's family is doing over there. Sally likes to cook and she likes to have these foods the same thing every single day. But your children are savvy children and they will let you know, I don't like it. They will let you know in a heartbeat that they don't want it. And they will kick up a fuss because they've learned behavior to at the right spot. You know when you have to get that, you know when you get that sweet spot in any area of your life, right? You know how you feel. Or for example, you want a new iPhone, you want a new Android, whatever it is you want from your husband, and you're trying to do the fluttery eyes, the bedroom eyes, whatever it is that you're doing, right? Just because you know you want the phone. This is what your children do to you. They come up with the puppy dog eyes and they're like, no, but can I? And then they end up getting it because they've now learned the behaviors to do and they've learned the right buttons to press and they've learned the behaviors to do so they can get what they want. Instead of doing that, you have the plan that fits for your family and those children and the picky eaters as well. And I'm here to help you do that. Okay. So when it comes to meal prep versus meal planning, the tips for busy mums that I have, number one is laying the groundwork for meal planning. Now, this is where you choose your meals. And if you ever said, I'm running out of ideas for meals that everyone in the family will eat, I know this struggle too well. Even though I don't have children, my clients who have children, when they're trying to cook for one child, child A, B, C, D, E, and none of those children have dietary needs. It's just simply picky eater syndrome. And there are ways that you can overcome it. It's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a battle, but you can overcome it. And if you're running out of ideas, one of the things that I created in the toolkit is giving you ideas that are child friendly, child approved, and they will let you know whether they like it or not. And there are ways and there's flexibility within the recipes that I've created for you to change it and adapt it to your family's needs. There is room for you to be able to do that. And if you're somebody who's like, what toolkit? The toolkit is the meal planning toolkit, which I created and helping you understand what meal planning is, what meal prep is, why you do it, why it's beneficial to you, and then how you can put what I've taught you into practice to fit your family. If you want a copy of that for yourself, you can go over to the website vanutritioncoaching.co.uk/toolkit. Here's another one. When you're trying to choose your meals, you find that your kids are so picky, you end up making a separate meal just for them, especially if you're somebody who's dieting. You know, if you're dieting and your children don't want your diet food, especially if that diet food is something that you don't actually like, because there are diets nowadays that get you to eat like it feels like cardboard. And if you're trying to get them to eat that, it's no wonder they're struggling. But you trying to make a separate meal for all of them, say you've got five kids, you're having to make a meal for each one of those children, and none of them have dietary requirements, aka they eat what you eat, basically. They're not diabetic, they're not any of those things. So you're having to make separate meals for each of your family, and it's beginning to take its toll on you. My friend, let me help you. If you're trying to cater to a vegan diet and a meat eater's preference and it's exhausting, I'm here to help you. When it comes to choosing your meals, this is where you consider your family's taste buds and any dietary needs that they have. From the littlest picky eaters to the most adventurous taste testers. If you're striving to find common dishes everyone will enjoy, this is what will help you. Now, I remember speaking to a group of mums about meal planning, and a couple of the questions that I actually got is, how can I feed my 13-year-old who's very active? How can I feed my household of boys? And men are going to eat different to women, and some women are going to eat different to men. It's not a man versus woman kind of thing. It's literally what you do as an activity. So if you're somebody who's quite active, it is normal for you to want to eat more. So if you're taking the boys to soccer practice, if you're taking the boys to rugby, if you're taking them to basketball, whatever activity that they have, they are going to increase their metabolism. So the more that you are active, the more that your body requires energy to replenish the energy that is just exerted to do the activity. Stay with me. It's when we're not eating the right amount of foods that hunger can get out of control. Let me contextualize this for you. Now, a few weeks ago, I went back to the gym and I did a leg day. Woo, this leg day. And in fact, if you're somebody who wants to see what I ate on that day, head over to the YouTube channel. Hey, if you're not subscribed to the YouTube channel, go ahead and subscribe. I will link it in the show notes below, but it's Lose Weight with Meal Planning over on YouTube. And it's what I ate in a day, leg day. So you can go and have a look at that video and see what I ate, and you will see how ravenous I was hungry. And that's the thing. It's a total normal thing. And the more active you are, the more your body is going to require energy, aka food, but it's going to do that normally. The key is though, what you're eating. If you're somebody who is choosing your meals, one of the things you want to do is factor in any allergies, any intolerances, the lifestyles, low carb, veganism, dairy free, gluten free. Now, but in terms of nutrition, one of the things that you can do here when you're choosing your meals is aim for well-rounded meals that include a protein source. This is the key. Also, don't forget the vegetables and don't forget the whole grains or other complex carbohydrates, like a sweet potato or something. A sweet potato, you've got tempeh, you've got seitan, you've got, don't ask me why it's called seitan, S-E-I-T-A-N. And you've got tofu, you've got edamame beans, you've got chicken, you've got any form of protein, but as long as it's a lean protein with some complex carbohydrates and some vegetables, that will keep you fuller for longer. So you're less likely to snack because the protein will keep you satiated, and it's the longest macro to take to digest, which is why it keeps you fuller for longer. Now, if you're active and you're finding that the kids are coming in every half an hour, you need to check what it is that you're feeding them. Because if they're going into the snack box or the snack cupboard and they're just ravishing carbohydrates that break down into glucose, I'm going a little bit scientific here, but breaking down into the bloodstream into glucose a lot quicker than they would if they were eating a protein bar or a protein shake, for example, then this could be the issue here. Now, I don't know because I'm not working with you and I don't know the ins and outs and the activities, and I'm not able to have a look at it there. But if we were in a session, these would be some of the things that I would do. I would tweak and I'd apply it to your grocery shop so that once you are feeding them over a consistent basis, they are more satiated based on the activities that they're doing. Next, you want to create a meal plan structure. Now, if you're somebody who says, my schedule is so unpredictable, I can never stick to a meal plan, then this is where we've got to change what your meal plan is. I'll come in, I'll have a look at what your meal plan looks like currently. Have a look at what your goals are. What do you want to do? What do you want to achieve? Do you just want to learn how to plan properly? Do you just want to eat healthy? What is it that you really, really want to do? If you're somebody who says every Sunday, you say that you're going to plan your meals for the week, but then life gets in the way. I mean, we all have things that get in the way. We all have life, but what is it that makes Sally succeed, but you don't? Say, for example, you live similar lives. You have a similar amount of children and she has a life that's a little bit tougher than yours, but you would never know that. But she still manages to plan out her meals for a week. Why is it that Sally can and you can't? That's what we're talking about. What is it about the meal planning that you don't like? Now, sometimes we go to do something that we don't like and we keep trying to do the same thing, knowing we don't like it, but we keep doing it. For example, you might be on a diet right now and you absolutely dread this diet every Monday. You happen to last until Wednesday and then you wait again until the next week and then you do a weigh-in and it's just the same repetitive cycle. Tip to you, stop doing that diet because you're going to waste money, you're going to waste time, dishevel your confidence. You need to find something that actually does work for you. Are you going to have to make nutritional changes or even sacrifices if you've got a high portion of fat to lose? Yes. And I'm going to tell you that honestly. I think sometimes in the fitness industry, and I've gone on a little bit of a rant here, but in the fitness industry, there's a picture painted that is this picture perfect way of losing fat. Macros does that a lot. Hey, I can eat my favorite foods and still lose weight. But if you're fat and you're overweight, I'm going to keep it real with you, friends. I love you, but I've got to keep it real. I'm not an enabler here. An enabler means keeping you in the same state where you come and you look out for the same free advice every single week, but you don't do a thing with it. That's an enabler, and I'm not going to enable you to keep staying stuck in this place. If you want to change, then I'm going to help you change, okay? Macros has become sensationalized. That's why I've kind of veered away from tracking macros because it's too sensationalized. It works wonders, yes, but your mindset has to change because if favorite foods is all you want, if you're having a cheat day every single weekend, you don't need the label of macros to help you have your favorite foods. You're already eating in that lifestyle, except you're eating too many calories and it's making you gain weight. So now the issue isn't the fact of if I just switch to my macros and I just track my macros. The issue isn't macros. The issue is your relationship with food and how you address food and how you treat food and how you use food to cope with certain situations. That's what the crux of the issue is. But if you're listening, you're likely already know that and you want to learn a plan on how to do that. And that's fantastic because most women don't get to that stage. They just keep repeating the same mistake and thinking, it's not working, what am I doing wrong? Nothing you're doing wrong. The system that you're using is a little bit broken and it's not meant for you. Find the right system, then we've got it going on. Now, this is where you decide how many meals you want to need for the week. I'm getting really granular here. If you want success, you're here for it today. You need to open up your Apple Notes and get a plan because this one is very actionable. You need to decide how many meals that you need for this week. They should include breakfast, lunch, dinner, and any snacks. If you're somebody who's got a sweet tooth like mine, include it in your meal plan. Now, meal planning and meal prepping are two different things. If you're somebody who is trying to create a meal plan structure, this is what you need to get granular on. You're deciding particular meals to specific days based on your schedule. So let me give you a practical example. I'm still in the office, in and out of the office. So if you didn't know, I actually am a project manager as well. So some days I go into the office. So then my meal plan needs to change and reflect where I'm going because I could easily decide, oh, I'm not going to meal plan today. Go to the in-store cafeteria and easily spend £20 that I don't need to be because I've got food at home. So when you're factoring in, right, where am I going? What have I got going on in the week? What am I doing? Where am I going? Am I going into a building that actually has facilities for me to warm up my food? Do they have facilities where they can serve food? You have to think about these things and then factor that in for your plan. Now, here's another example. Simpler meals can actually fit in for busier days. Don't forget to include room for flexibility because life is life in. And sometimes you just need a quick backup option. That is still all things you can do in your meal planning. Meal prepping is you're choosing some meals and then you're literally preparing those meals for the same week. They don't actually take into account your week and your structure, which is why you have to meal plan. You can do two different things. Depending on what your goals are, you can meal prep or you can meal plan. And then cook the meals fresh, which is what I'm doing because my season of life now allows for me to plan the meals, cook them fresh, and I prefer it that way. I don't know how long this will last, but this is a season that I'm liking and I'm loving. And it's also encouraging me to cook more and to do different things with foods that I've never done before. There are different things that fit different people. In your life, you decide what it is that you want. If you're somebody who does not like the idea of having leftovers, then meal planning might be right for you. If you are somebody who likes to eat the same thing to have consistency, then meal prepping might be right for you. If you're somebody who's stuck and you don't know where to start, VIPmealplan.com is something that I actually created in response to what it is that you have said that you want help with. My help specifically. When it came to a survey that I did recently, well, it's not recent now, but when it came to a survey, the results were astounding. Everybody said they want an idea of how to do this. How do I do this? Because I can cook healthy, but by come Wednesday, I don't want it. That for me tells me meal prep probably isn't right for you, because the idea that you like, even if you are busy, you like the idea of actually cooking food. That's why you go to convenience a lot more, because you're eating out a lot more, because it is cooked. It's cooked fresh. It might not be great for you all the time, but it's cooked fresh and it's delivered to you. And sometimes it's piping hot. Sometimes you might need to reheat it for a couple of seconds. But that's the difference between the type of meal planning that suits you, suits your taste buds. And that is why VIPmealplan.com was created, to help you not only save money when it comes to groceries, not only give you a meal plan, but it's catering to who you are as a cook, as a chef, as a mom, as a woman. And I'm all about that. I'm all about empowering that and empowering you and drawing that out of you, so you can build your confidence to know that you can cook in exactly the way that fits you, that fits your abilities where you are at now. You may desire to cook healthy meals from scratch 7 days a week, but if you're not there yet with that capacity, it's okay. And for me, as a challenge, I started to cook more healthy. And actually, I'm starting to think, when I'm picking up something from the, if you see my meal plan, actually the video that I'm creating now, I'm still in the middle of editing it. My trip to Costco. Lose Weight Your Meal Plan is the YouTube channel. Don't forget to like and subscribe and share with a friend who needs to join me. You can actually see my face and you can come on in. When I did that video with Costco, that's what you actually see me. There's a scene in there where I'm actually like, what am I going to make with this? I'm actually considering, what am I going to make? Yes, I might like the packet of asparagus. It might look great. But if you don't know what you're going to make with it, leave it there. And you actually see my head and you actually see me saying that out loud. You have to get into that mentality of, okay, great. Do I need this? And so this week's meal plan for me, I've actually meal planned based off of the ingredients that I have in the cupboard. And I already bought a big shop the week before. So I actually haven't had to buy groceries this week. So that's saving money on my groceries. That's saving £50. So it's almost like I did two lots of shopping in one trip. That's what VIP meal plan is, teaching you how to do this for yourself, so you've got options that work for you. So there's no stress. There's no having to open up a fridge and say, what am I going to have for dinner? What's for dinner? And getting confused. Because if you look at the fridge now, in my house, you see vegetables. You'll see a ton of vegetables. But I've had to pre-plan what I'm going to cook first, based off of what I already have. Then if I need more, then that's when I do my grocery shop and have my Amazon delivery. But I've actually saved £50, over £50 this week alone, by using what I already have. And this is why you decide on how many meals you're going to have for the week based off of your meal planning structure. Now, I hope this makes sense. If you're somebody who does have any questions on today's episode, then I'd love to help you figure it out. VA Nutrition Coaching, you can DM me over on Instagram at Lose Weight with Meal Planning. That's at Lose Weight with Meal Planning. Okay, I hope you're still with me, friends. There's a couple more things that we've got to go through. In fact, I might leave that there. What we've covered in today's episode is laying the groundwork for meal planning. What I want you to do, actually, going to do a part two. What I want you to do is go away and do exactly what I've told you to do this in today's episode. Now, I know that seems a little bit authoritative, but this is what I do as a coach. I'm going to help you lay the groundwork for meal planning. Whatever day you are listening to this podcast on, because I don't know what day this is going to go out, even if it's on a Wednesday you're listening to this, I want you to take action. I want you to do something with this episode that you've not done with other episodes. I want you to lay the groundwork for meal planning for the week coming. Or even if you can do it for the next few days. But don't worry if you can't. But try to start off for the next day. Or you could try to open up the fridge and see what you have. And then you want to choose the meals for the next 2 days afterwards. Even if you choose a meal for the next day, that's great. Choose something that you can actually do. So when you're choosing meals and you're constantly battling with the thoughts of, I'm running out of ideas for meals that everyone in the family will eat. When it comes to choosing meals, consider your family's taste buds and any dietary needs that they have. This is the first thing to do when it comes to meal prep versus meal planning. Then you want to create your meal structure. If your schedule is unpredictable, that you can never stick to a meal plan, try creating a meal plan structure. This is how you're going to decide on how many meals you're going to need for the week. So this is what you're doing for the next couple of days whilst we wait for part two to come out. Decide how many meals you're going to make. Decide what you're going to do for the next couple of days. If you're struggling with this, then do reach out to me over on Instagram. If you don't have Instagram, You can search me up on Facebook or you can email me support@vanutritioncoaching.co.uk. But if you're ready to actually start doing this all yourself, this is what the toolkit is for. So you've got 3 steps that you can do. You can go ahead and do this yourself. You can reach out to me to help you, or you can do this with the toolkit. vanutritioncoaching.co.uk/toolkit. This is all we've got time for in today's episode. If you've got any questions, I'm always here to help you answer them and figure it out. And just like that, friend, we've come to the end of today's episode. You've been listening to Lose Weight with Macros. I'm your host, Verona, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. Now, friends, if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to leave a review and share it with another solopreneur or small business owner. Together, we're going to help you find the time that you do have to meal prep in a way that is so not boring. And my friends, if you're interested in coaching or the courses, head over to the website vanutritioncoaching.co.uk, and I'll see you in the next one.